BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
On today's Scott Mills Daily, we ask, should I get a dog? And if so, what one? And what would it be? And will it be okay?
It's true. I don't think we resolve it completely in this show. It's definitely something we need to come back to if you're being serious about the dog thing.
Yeah. So any suggestions, let me know, please. Email me. Also, when you realise you share a house with a couple in a relationship, but you didn't realise that they were together, annoying. Also, two people showering together, discuss, rubbish. And there's a midweek Bumble AO.
Scott Mills.
You know there's someone who works here that sometimes borrows a dog for a day?
I didn't know that. Well, just for the day, just to... Well,
yeah.
What? Like...
Well, you can... There's websites now where, like, it, you can kind of, like, just hire them
well,
for a day.
Well, pet therapy, isn't there? Where you, they bring dogs into people's workplaces. And the idea is you can sort of stroke the dogs and things like that, and it sort of helps with stress.
Well, this is more like...
we had it kind of, here once, actually, didn't we?
We did have that here, yeah, in the live lounge.
That's right.
That happened. But this is more like you just hire them for the day. You pick one and be like, yeah, that one. And then obviously you're helping the owner out as well because you're looking after their dog for
good
the
idea.
Everyone wins. I'm thinking seriously about getting a dog full time.
Wow. Well, firstly, that is a lovely thing and would be amazing to see you do that. I do have a couple of concerns, I would say, about that. No, because in all of this...
I knew you were going to say
this. Well, no, because I just mean that, like, I think you would be brilliant as a dog owner if you gave it everything.
I'd be a great dad to a dog.
But there's a couple of things you've got to consider. One is that, you know, you are actually quite busy, even though we pretend you're not. there are things going on, so you've got to obviously consider that. But then also... I'm intrigued to know what dog would go with you, because sometimes I quite like to imagine what dog would go with different
yeah.
people.
And I don't really know what one I would like.
And I think it would be too easy for people to message in now saying, he will go with one of those little handbag ones or
no,
something
I don't
like
wanna,
that. He won't.
I don't want a Paris Hilton
This isn't
dog.
What he's about. But I'd be interested to see what people think would go with you.
Yeah, let us know, please.
Isn't there a website about dogs that look like their owners? Isn't that a thing? I mean, I'd be interested to see what that dog is. The major thing that I would be concerned about with you is just the sort of day-to-day looking after.
Right.
Because you can hire someone to feed it and things like that. You'd be able to sort that. The problem I'm thinking of is that time... I don't know if we can really talk about it, but that time you accidentally spilled wine on the dog.
Oh, the red wine.
The red wine on the white dog.
Yeah.
And that's what comes to my head when you say you want to be a dog owner.
That was my flatmate's sister's dog, and we were looking after it. This is not okay, but... We did rub a little bit of wine away.
Oh, no, don't say that.
No, that's not okay.
No, what I wasn't going to say how you tried to remove the stain.
No, I really diluted it with water, but it did work a trick, actually.
Yeah.
It worked. It's supposed to be for carpets, I think.
Yeah. No, you want to be careful with... I mean, obviously, don't use that stuff. Anyway, just things to think about if you're going to be a dog owner. Try to avoid red wine on the white dog.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
So we want to hear from you. If you listen to us at work, if we're part of your workday routine, we might come and visit. Email r1.work@bbc.co.uk. Tell us a bit about you, your workmates, your company, because we're going to be visiting some workplaces soon. Just to check that you're making Radio 1 part of your day.
I think that's one of the best things about being on Radio 1 and being part of this station is knowing the amazing places that people are listening, which is just that, like, everyday lives, people are doing so many different types of jobs. I mean, even off the top of my head, zookeepers.
Yep.
You could be a sailor on a submarine. You could be working in sales. You could be working in a sausage factory.
Yep.
You could be, I mean, anywhere. You could be a beef eater. There's so many jobs out there and we want to know about them. We want to know where you're listening to Radio 1.
Yeah, because I don't know if you know, but Radio 1 is on everywhere.
You could be a lifeguard.
Yeah. I mean, so many different walks of life, so many different jobs people will be listening at right now, listening to this right now. So email us, r1.work@bbc.co.uk if you fancy a little visit from us. Freya's got a listening problem. Hey.
Hey, you right?
Yeah, so you work with old, boring people, right?
Yeah, so boring.
And why?
They just don't like Radio 1. And me and my friend Yaz are like, we're quite young and we're excitable and we just love Radio 1. Like, it literally makes our day coming into work and listening to Radio 1.
Yeah.
So you two are like the kind of similar in the office. You're good office friends.
Yeah, we're great office friends.
We're the fun ones.
We're the fun ones.
Fun ones. Yeah, okay. She's really flying the flag for you two there. We're the fun ones, actually.
What do the other people listen to?
I think they listen to Radio 2.
Sure. Common mistake.
When you say you're the fun ones, what happens at, say, the Christmas party? Because everyone else is old and boring. What do you two do?
We just get drunk and go around and terrorise everyone, really.
You're perfect for what we need, right? Because you're like almost like moles. We can send you on a secret mission. The whole of the company can be against you, right? But you're kind of flying the flag for us. I like this. I trust you two.
Yeah, we literally, every single day, we basically have our own little petition of why can't we listen to Radio 1? Put it on now.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. So we basically managed somehow to get a two-hour time slot a day. Woo! To listen to Radio 1.
We need to up that show.
That's not okay. You're missing most of our show.
I know, but don't worry. We've got secret headphones on, so we're listening anyway.
Yes!
Yes!
That's ridiculous. So the office allow you just 2 hours to listen?
Yeah, they make us listen to Radio 2 for pretty much the whole day. Outrage.
Wow, it's terrible. Have you ever tried to confront them? I can imagine that actually you're the one that would go and confront, that Yasmin would be behind you there just sort of backing you up.
Yeah, we back each other up. We've got each other's back.
Like a duo. We come as a pair.
That's what I mean. She'd sort of just chip in the background. You'd be talking to your boss and she'd just be piping up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we want 3 hours.
Yeah, we are trying. We're trying our best.
Right, get that changed. Hopefully they'll hear this and see sense.
Yes, they will. I literally moved myself across from where I used to sit over to where Yaz sits because she listens to Radio 1. So I literally moved desks so I could listen to Radio 1 with her.
Her name is so on show brand as well.
Yaz. So Yaz.
Yaz.
Yaz Queen.
Yaz Queen.
You're doing the right thing. Both of you unite and rise up. United will never be defeated. That's what you need to chant at the bosses there and just get Radio 1 on. Do you know what? Just sneak it on a little bit longer. You've got 2 hours now. Your mission from us is to try and get that extended, all right?
Okay, on it. We will, as soon as this phone call ends, we will go and throw an absolute fit at them until they put it on.
Okay. Thank you, Freya, and thank you.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Okay, we now have a caller on the line. All I know is that we've had to change their voice. What's this, Chris?
Well, it's another one of these dilemmas.
Right.
But yeah, they want complete anonymity.
Okay. Hello, caller. I've changed your voice. I've made you quite high. How can I help? No one can hear that.
Far too high.
That's ridiculous. Like, no one's going to be able to understand you. Bear with. How about now? Hello.
Maybe that's my voice. Hello.
Yeah, that's all
hello,
right.
Hello.
I can understand you now.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
So you have a dilemma regarding as a housemate situation, right?
Yeah. So I live in a house of four people who are all my friends. And all of us, we're quite close. It's a four-man flat and it's quite small. But we, two of us, were just told that the other two of our flatmates have been in a relationship for the last 8 months.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, and we didn't know. We had no idea. They've been sneaking around.
Why are they being sneaky?
I don't know. That's what we asked them, but they're still being sneaky about it. And if anything, now it's weirder because now they're being open.
I'll tell you why they've been sneaky, because they were enjoying the sneakiness of it.
They were
living the stereotype. And the problem is, I actually hope I'm wrong in this situation, but I reckon the relationship will fizzle out quite quickly now that the bubble's burst. They probably were loving the fact, it was like, shh. And what fake name have we given you? Do you want a fake name? You sound like you want to be kept secret.
Yeah.
A fake name, Scott?
Isabel.
Isabel.
That's you now.
I reckon that they were loving...
Isabel, I like that name.
Yeah. I reckon they were loving Isabel. They were like, they'll be in the bedroom, they'll be like, shh, Isabel's coming.
Creeping around.
Hide. Like, they loved all that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we did have our suspicions, but we thought maybe they were kind of messing around, maybe there was something going on, but it was calm. But no, it's been a full-on 8 month relationship.
Yeah,
they've been going on dates, they've been... It's too much.
They're getting a thrill out of this.
Mm. Yeah, I think they are. It's out in the open now, though.
So they've said it's on now to you, have they?
Yeah, they've said it's definitely on.
Now, how do you feel about that?
I mean, not great. It's quite weird living with a couple when you're not in a couple.
Yeah.
And you didn't know you were living with a couple.
You didn't know you were living with a couple. They take up the big sofa in the evening and we can't sit on it.
Yes.
What about you and the other housemate? Could you become a couple?
My other housemate's gay. So sadly
not.
Oh, sure.
But he's gay.
He wouldn't go for me.
But is he?
Yes,
okay. Maybe that's been a lie for the last 8 months as well. Maybe they're all lying to you.
Maybe there's more lies to come out. Maybe it's just a flat of lies.
You're right, it's a flat of lies.
So people get so angry about living with couples. It's a real thing, this. I remember when my girlfriend at the time had moved into a place, but we'd just started seeing each other, and the flatmates absolutely hated me coming over.
Yeah,
but at least you didn't live there.
Yeah, no, but eventually I moved in. Oh. I just slowly moved things in.
Taking showers together.
Oh, okay.
they're hogging up the bathroom for like an hour at a time. It's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah, did you not find that suspicious when you found them both in the shower? Like, looking back over the last 8 months, was that a red flag?
They didn't do
for
that
you?
Before.
Oh, right, okay.
But they were very good at sneaking it around. Like, they would shut both doors, but both going to one bedroom.
We're saving water.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry about it. I reckon it will fizzle out soon. It was a thrill thing.
Are you going to move out as a result?
I think so, yeah.
Oh. Well, worse than being with a couple that are together is when a couple then break up and you've got to live with a broken up couple.
Yeah, awful.
Oh.
Exactly.
All right. Okay, well, let us know how you get on if you do move out. Good to speak to you. Oh, no, you've gone really high again.
Scott Mills.
Ben from Inverness says, I love the fact that this caller wants to stay anonymous, but I think we can narrow down from the fact it's four housemates, two of them in a relationship for 8 months, and one of them's gay is quite specific.
Yeah, that's it. A few people saying this. We did go in on the info.
We did a bit, yeah. Also, let's just talk about this. Showering together, it's rubbish. It's rubbish.
Mm. Yeah. Well, okay. I think it's quite like... I think the idea is it's quite a sexy thing to do, isn't it?
It's not.
But the reality of it is, one of you is in this... Right, let's say you're both there, right? Okay, let's take me and you. Let's say we're both showering.
Okay.
Right? Oh, sorry to go there again. It's like 2 days in a row.
Yeah, this happened yesterday too.
But it paints a picture. But let's say we're both showering.
Okay.
Okay.
But hang on. Are we... What kind of showering... So is it like a wet room or are we just in a bath?
No, we're not like... It's not like a rain room like at your house where the whole sort of ceiling comes down.
We're stood in a bath.
We're in a bath, right, with a shower sort of curtain. Bit on the side. Shower curtains there, okay? This is really sexy that me and you are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And so we go in, right... So we start showering, and then obviously you've got your back...
Where's the soap?
...under the shower. Well, you're in the shower, I'm not. But
yes,
then the
does.
Problem is, it's like, I want to go in the shower. So then you've almost got to turn, switch roles, haven't you? But then you're going to start getting really cold really quickly. So what ends up happening, I think if you shower together, is just one of you's cold, and you're always rotating. Not sexy at all.
I'm rotating now.
So it's your turn now. So you go in, I might soap up your hair or something.
Okay.
Right, but I'm starting to get a bit cold.
You must be cold there.
Yeah. Look, my turn.
Right, okay. So I'm now... What am I doing? Where am I now?
Right, so now we switch around. So it's kind of an awkward step over for you as you turn around. I get a bit of the shower. That's nice. Enjoying that.
Yeah. I'm freezing.
Yeah, maybe you soak me up and then... You know, it's just sort of sloshing around. It's not... It's a nice idea.
It's a lovely idea, but it's not... sexy.
Telling you people do it though, it'd be interesting to know how many people do.
Scott Mills.
James in Stratford upon Avon's got it bang on here. Me and my partner shower together occasionally, and you're so right about it being awkward. There's also that bit where you're passing each other and buttocks touch cold bathroom tiles.
Right.
Yes, that's so true. Because the thing is, right, not both of you can get under the water to stay warm.
Okay, well, like, the way you're talking, you've obviously tried this.
Yeah, obviously. Be honest, so have you. Everyone here has. Everyone's tried this.
Have you?
Everyone.
Have you?
Raise an arm. You haven't.
You at the back,
you
have you?
You definitely have.
Oh, he has. Okay, look cool. Yeah, of course he has.
Look at the way he nodded as well.
Yeah.
I only did it yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, of course I have.
Cold buttocks against the tiles, I can relate, sir.
Kieran says, my brother and his girlfriend used to do this every morning to the Ed Sheeran album. God.
Every morning.
Every part of that is depressing.
That is, I mean, was that something you were forced to do in your relationship?
Imagine it.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
Oh, that was the wrong line for that. but just imagine, like, horrible.
Right, turn those effects off now. Off.
Scott Mills.
Are you ready for a little midweek break? Down tools and get involved.
Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Ben, 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 ben. Hurst, it's Jane in Antrim with this request. Do you remember this guy's diet?
8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 10 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 12 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake.
Matt in Swansea wants this from the Lollathon, where you had this instruction for Jax Jones.
Fart for me.
Fart for me.
Fart for me. I just tweeted him that, actually, as well.
Did you?
I just saw a clip of him DJing. It looked like a banging set, right? So I just thought I'd write underneath, fart for me.
Fart for me.
Fart for me.
Fart for me.
No reply.
Simon Beaconsfield wants this from earlier in the show. My brother and his girlfriend used to do this every morning to the Ed Sheeran album. Oh, God.
Every morning?
Every part of that is depressing.
That is, was that something you were forced to do in your relationship?
Imagine it.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
And that's the wrong line for that.
Oops. Emma and Didcot, the GC.
And this is what I'm doing. I'm not getting involved. I'm here to enjoy myself, GC style. Do you know what I mean? I just want to be me.
I'm obsessed with that at the moment. Chris in Aberdeen wants Chris's rat-based meltdown.
Genuinely tried everything in my power to get the rat out, and it's there. It won't leave. There's nothing I can do.
You're even angry about that today, aren't you? Mm. Jack in Long Eaton wants this.
7.5 billion people. 500 trillion animals all doing it. 17 wonders of the world. One of them being me, Chupati G. 300 billion ants in Hounslow alone. 22 giraffes are all around that, somewhere near that number. 71% of the Earth's surface is water, is dripping vetment. 22% is grass. 33% is mud. Majestic, magical, nature, girth. This is planet Girth.
Wow. We need to revisit that idea. That's a genius, actually.
Good idea, that. Oh, Gerwin in Northampton.
You will never know what that means to me. That is everything! Everything!
Never forget, Ross Kemp.
This is a lengthy gap, isn't it?
Sorry. Andy wants Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello!
And finally, for James and Laura in Nottingham, and Marta in Dundee, and so many more.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay, excuse me, he's blind.
I'm a lion.
Yes! Halfway through the week, people.
Woohoo!
Let's have a dance.
Hello!
Okay. Hello, Chef Brad bumbling in the kitchen.
Dean on the M42. Michelle and baby Ella. James in Banbury. Mark in Cardiff.
But
Cranny and Wally bumbling their trousers off in Peterborough.
Zach and Sam stuffing gluten-free pies in Midsummer Norton. Luke and Emily in Nottingham. Sam and Henry. Where are you? 81199. Will in Cornwall fixing his sprayer. That's one.
Ria and Megan in Essex. Loving Bumbleo Wednesdays. They're just in time for a Bumbleo, halfway to Friday.
We've got Drew in Devon at the beach.
Oh, lush.
Danny in Portsmouth.
Bumbleo!
Lauren and Alison somewhere in Scotland. They don't say where. Will and Kurt playing squash in Germany.
Nice.
Okay.
And no, Wilson. Jamie. Oh, gone.
No, no. Wilson of Sharrow in Sheffield.
Oh. Amy.
Getting this in my mouth.
Says fart for me.
Too good.
Thanks, Amy. Grant is trucking to Grimsby. Ben's about to go to the beer garden. Mike and Tom in Newcastle Library. Nick in Wigan. Johnny trucking on the A1. Harley in Northwich. And Zoe and Ant on a week off. And Dave and Darren on a road trip.
But he's gay. Excuse
Blaise.
Me, he's blind.
Blaise! Scott Mills. Just seen that the Gypsy Kings are going to perform at the Royal Albert Hall in London quite soon.
Oh, right, yeah.
Live Bumbleo. I mean, surely they must do Bumbleo, right?
Well, we've sort of thought about this idea before, haven't we, of maybe finding a way to join up for some kind of ultimate Bumbleo.
Yeah. Think about it. All the greats have played at Royal Albert Hall. The Beatles. One Direction. Take That.
Hmm.
And some others.
Apparently, I'm hearing that the Gypsy Kings are French. Are they French?
What?
Well, I don't speak much French.
The Gypsy Kings are French?
Are you sure?
Mind blown. They're singing in Spanish, babe.
But they're Spanish. But they're French.
What are they?
It's a pop musician. They're from France. Doesn't necessarily mean... whatever.
Right.
Anyway, look, we might... what we could maybe do is get in touch. People have suggested this before. Loads of people have messaged us saying, just seen the Gypsy Kings are playing so-and-so, and like, yeah, maybe we could join. It would make it official, wouldn't it?
They do a lot of gigs.
Hey, something to think about.
They're probably not even aware of our existence.
Well, they should be. Every week.
Right. They're getting money from this.
Yes.
Like, every month... must just be like hardwired to their account, and they'll be like, oh, where's that from? Oh, BBC.
It's quite a big deal getting played on Radio 1. Do you not think that every now and then they might question, like, why are we getting so many plays on Radio 1?
Yeah. Every Wednesday for, is that right? 6 years.
Huh?
Six years? It's not that strong, is it? Anyway, just something to think about.
Scott Mills.
Okay. Really need a win.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Laura, help me.
I'm sorry, but I'm all the way down the sunny Cornwall. You'll have to manage on your own.
Yeah.
You'll get over it.
Oh,
it's
all right.
It's tricky, isn't it? Because you have been on a bit of a losing spree. But that's all good. That's why we offer a choice, isn't it? Ultimately, it's just a choice between two songs. As simple as that.
Yeah, it just happens to be a little
bit. Yeah, I think that was probably like Chris is great and you're rubbish, Scott, wasn't it? The phone broke up.
Rings, eh?
Yeah. Okay, all right. What are you doing at the moment?
I'm having a bit of...
Okay, good.
Do you know what's... that's amazing. Everyone just reacted in rage here. Do you know what's good is we get these little notes about whoever's going to be on the phone. It says here that you're about to start lambing season soon, which sounds like cuffing season, but I think very, very different.
It's not the same, no.
No, lambs on. Like, lambs
what?
Everywhere.
Are you a farmer then, Laura?
Yes, me and my husband, sheep farmers.
Okay, in Cornwall?
Yeah, down in Cornwall at the moment.
All right, well, there's not much point, but I'm going to offer up my selection anyway, which today on Bangers is this.
What you?
Banger.
Banger. Arthur Dodger, Moving Too Fast.
Interesting, you're going down the garage route now, yeah. It's noted.
Okay.
Noted, bae.
I've got to try something different.
I'll be honest, like, I would quite like to hear that, so I'm not even sure we should bother with mine today.
Okay, cool, let's play mine then.
But no, I'm going to offer it up, but I would recommend you go with Scott tonight. It's old school, it's Busta Rhymes, and this song is Touch It.
You're right, it's definitely old school.
If I were you, I would go with Artful Dodger. What do you mean you've never heard
I've
of this?
Never
don't make
it.
Yourself sound so sad. You have heard this?
I haven't.
No, because listen, just listen to a little bit of it, because it suddenly goes angry. He's like, touch it! Turn it up!
No.
How can you not... Why is it I pick so many songs that you've never heard of?
I have zero recall of that.
I think it's a memory thing. You were definitely on Radio 1 when it was out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a memory thing.
So, no, I would remember it.
Turn it up!
Ooh,
we didn't even touch that with a barge pole. Ho!
Well, I've got to admit, like Chris has said, it's kind of a clear winner today. Yeah. Scott, you've got a right banger there.
Yes! Yours. A song that people have heard.
Hey up, pod bods. If you're looking for a new podcast to tickle your pickle, then you may be interested in me, Alex Fox, and him, Riyad Khalaf, on Unexpected Fluids.
We go through hilarious tales of sexual fails.
It was like Niagara Falls.
Oh, I had to wipe my nose with a pair of his burgundy Y-fronts.
Listen now on BBC Sounds.
That is a good song.
Such a good song. Love that.
Artful Dodger, Moving Too Fast. I bet if it was sunny where you are right now, that sounded amazing.
I had this one CD, right? Hello. That would, I'd just play on loop. Pure Garage.
So You.
And it obviously.
Can I guess what else was on there? Baby Cakes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then I did make a compilation, which, because at the time I thought, brilliant. I don't know if anyone else did this, but it's like, obviously Now albums and things like that were huge.
Yeah.
So I'd make my own albums. Aww. Like Now, that's what I call Stark, something like
that. Would you actually? Like
and anyway, yeah, on there.
We're on the radio, you're admitting this now, yeah?
Yeah. And T2, Heartbroken.
Right, that would be on there. Also, DJ Pied Piper, Do You Really Like It would also be on there.
Yeah.
Any N-dubs.
Yeah, N-dubs. Then the obvious, you had Flowers, Sweet Like Chocolate, or,
right.
You know, all the normal garage.
What car are you driving?
My mum's Red Corsa.
Yeah.
Scott Mills.
Tom Walker is, in his own words, at the moment having a quarter-life crisis and driving a yellow sports car that really doesn't suit him around the Hollywood Hills. Do you remember when I had that yellow car? Remember that?
No.
Just for the weekend.
Was
and it did not suit me at all, and no one told me at the time.
Well, what was it? A sports car?
Ridiculous sports car, yeah. You know when you look
hold
at somebody
on,
like...
Was it... Just remind me, was it the one that rhymes with WOTUS?
Yeah.
Was it one of those?
Yeah.
I do vaguely remember this.
So rubbish.
Who do you think you are?
You know when you just see somebody, you're like, that car does not suit you. Same with Tom. He won't mind me saying that. That was Just You and I on BBC Radio 1.
Rubbish.
I looked awful. People were like, yeah, sure, that's your car.
Scott Mills.
I have a huge favour to ask you right now. But once you've done this, you can feel good about yourself for the rest of the week. As you will have done us and Radio 1 a huge favour. Britain, we need you for Where Do You Think They Were? The story of your own conception. But you'll be hearing it from one of your parents. Now, you know this feature, we do it every Thursday, but for a lot of our listeners, it's a very tricky ask because it's uncomfortable. But remember, you being made is the most wonderful and beautiful and natural thing there is. Like last week when Simone found out that she was made in the toilet of Concord.
I said, why not try it in the toilets?
Okay.
And he said, no, good. I said, well, why not try it? You know, it's going by the speed of light, you know,
it's
mile
Concord,
high club.
Yeah.
We might as well. It's very small, the toilets. You couldn't swing a fly in there. But...
And then there was poor Logan. Do you remember who found out from his dad that he was made in a bush?
So we hopped in the bush and got gathered a little bit of momentum.
Oh, Logan. You don't want to hear momentum. So from the outside, was it like one of these comedy sort of bushes shaking sort of thing?
Yes.
That one on cassette there. Abby was conceived in a theatre orchestra pit.
So we went back to the orchestra pit. I had about an hour and a half between the matinee and to get ready for the evening performance, and he was going to be going away and I wouldn't have seen him.
And let's be honest, hour and a half's enough for all of us.
And to get a bite to eat, yes.
And then there was Billy, whose mum was a postman and his dad was a plumber. So the mum wrote him a poem.
I hope we have some good hard frosts and then I'll spring a leak. And you can come and lag me, but I'll see you in 2 weeks. And just to keep you guessing, I'll give you one more clue. There's nothing royal about me when I send this card to you.
All beautiful stories. We need you to get involved for Where Do You Think They Were? I need an email from you now, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. If you're the kind of family that can watch people having sex on TV and it doesn't bother you, then this feature is so up your street.
There'll be one person listening right now that can be a hero. As you said, if you can be the kind of person that can watch the Inbetweeners movie with your parents,
yeah,
and it be okay.
Or the beginning of Bridesmaids.
Yeah, or not leave the room when the tent scene is on in the beach.
That.
No. You get the idea.
Yeah. Come on, step up, be a hero. Find out where and where when you were made from one of your parents. That's all I need. And you on the other phone line. Email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Imagine if just one of you steps up this week and becomes a hero for Where Do You Think They Were? Get involved. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Your country needs you.
Scott Mills.
So, sometimes you just have to escape from a situation. And fast. Like Cheryl's story from last week, her date wasn't going the best.
Perhaps I should leave, because this is clearly not the kind of date I was expecting to go on.
No.
So I grabbed my bits, my bag, not my bits, I grabbed my bag, and I went my way up to the deck, and you know you have like the little barrier, it was more like a rope, but it's sort of, you know, half a metre up to stop you falling off.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not very flexible.
Chris,
and
Chris knows all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I threw my bag onto the jetty, and I'm not flexible, but I managed to get my leg over this little barrier and get my leg onto the jetty.
Yeah.
So I've got one leg on the jetty, one leg on the boat. And as I'm trying to get my other leg over, I just end up pushing the boat away.
Yes.
No.
So you're doing the splits almost.
Essentially doing... basically did the splits, but I can't go very far with the splits, and I got as far as I could go and I fell backwards into the water.
Oh no.
You fell into the river.
Overboard.
See, that was Cheryl escaping from a boat there. We've all done it. We've all had to just get out of a situation. Henry, what's your story?
Okay, so this was a little while ago. I'd gone for a night out and I came back. Someone very kindly let me back into a house. Had a wonderful evening. Oh, well, you know. Just,
you got off with someone?
Possibly, yeah.
Right, okay. Nice, fine.
Okay, so yeah, no, went back over, had a wonderful time, very nice evening. I was a little bit tipsy and the morning afterwards, felt a little bit hungover. I thought I'd go and get a glass of orange juice.
See, I'm not okay with that.
What, they're helping yourself to orange juice if someone say no? No, I love this. So let's say, hypothetically, I ever ended up back at someone's house, right? You're in a new house.
Yeah.
Because thinking about it, you are sort of living there for the evening. There's
you
the
are.
Obvious. But then there is an element of like, right, well, I'm going to have to use the shower in the morning.
Yeah, that's okay.
Things like that.
But helping yourself to stuff from the fridge is not all right for me.
Do you know what I think it could make for? An amazing TV show, similar to Homes Under the Hammer, maybe the same presenters, except they turn up at 2 a.m. after a few drinks. It would just be like another level.
If I've ever stayed at anyone's house, I won't help myself to like orange juice. I won't make myself a drink.
Hypothetically, Scott, I reckon there's people out there who have ended up on nights out, woken up in the morning, been like, whoa, what is this I've landed in?
Like a mansion.
Yeah, like huge house. Yeah. And obviously, like, this isn't about necessarily great escapes at this point. It's just like you're sitting there going, wow, I didn't know it was like this when I arrived last night.
It's completely different in the day.
I'll go and have some orange juice.
Right, so Henry, you've helped yourself to some orange juice, which is not fine, but okay, go on.
I was a little bit hungover, so things started to come as I was kind of drifting back into reality. I kind of felt like things were a little bit familiar, and like lots of these houses are quite similar anyway. But anyway, I did recognise it. And
what, are you getting deja vu, are you?
Yeah, 100%. I found that I'd actually been there before, about 2 weeks earlier.
With who?
And I knew that, well, her housemate.
Oh,
which,
wow.
And I recognised it because I remember that I also got up that morning and I broke her toasty maker. I was trying to make a cheese toasty.
So you've been there 2 weeks previous and you broke the toasty maker while you were with her flatmate?
Correct.
That's incredible. So you've arrived at that place, been there for a sort of period of time, and it's only because of a toasty maker that you've realised that you've been there before?
Yes.
So how many other properties are you visiting like in the, between the, those 2 weeks that you couldn't remember that?
I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. It might have been a couple.
Right.
Sidebar, the birds are really on where you are at the moment, aren't they?
I better not name the city then.
Well, no, you've been to most people's houses there, so probably not.
Oh, dear.
Scott Mills.
Making food in people's houses you don't really know, I don't think that's okay either.
Nah.
Tom in Devon. I made a sandwich in a random house that I woke up in. Like, don't make sandwiches.
It's bold, isn't it?
It's really bold. I would not have the guts to do that. Henry's on. He spent the night at a girl's house, but then when he woke up, realises he's been there 2 weeks before with her flatmate because last time he was there, he broke the toasty maker when he was making a cheese toasty. Make yourself at home, mate.
This is ridiculous. So what's the other flatmate you got with there?
Yeah, no, fairly sure she was. Well, priority number one was hydration. So I had my orange juice and then I went back into the bedroom and kind of like basically saw, like, just said what happened. And she found it quite funny, which is fine.
But well, you told her.
What did you say?
You told her.
Oh, well, you know, you've got to be up front these days.
What did you say?
You never get of any. Just kind of like, oh yeah, this place is definitely. I didn't tell her about the toasty maker. I'm not, you know.
No, I've just seen your broken cheese toasty maker out there, and it's just reminded me I've got off with your flatmate. Yeah,
2 weeks ago.
I kind of like said what happened. She said, look, don't worry about it. But the problem is, I'm like 100% sure the housemate has a boyfriend. So, had to get out basically. I just didn't want that confrontation. It's been a stressful week. So, had to leave one way or another.
How did you escape then? Escape was all fine?
No, because you had to go past her bedroom to get through the front door. So the only way to get out was kind of, there was like this like large frosted bay window thing in the bathroom, which was just about big enough to fit through.
What, so you escaped through there?
Yes.
You're hilarious.
What an exit.
Oh dear. Yeah, it was a cold morning as well. I'm still very hungover. I had my orange juice, had my toast, I've had enough in that house, so I'm not going back again.
You had clothes on and stuff.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Timed it very well.
So you jumped out, and then did you get the moment of freedom almost immediately, or did you have to sort of get away enough from the house? Or
I had to get away. It was the other end of town to get home, so I ran it. And yeah, no, that was my experience, but I shan't be doing it again for a while.
Watch definitely out, ladies. Not. Henry's on the loose.
Yes. Can you? Are you going to say the town or not? Don't have to.
God.
We can broaden
the cathedral.
Well, I think what?
Salisbury? Is it Salisbury? He's gone quiet. I think
Hello?
It's Salisbury.
It's not the only place with a cathedral. There's loads.
It's I know why you're thinking of Salisbury.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
I didn't get much of that. But it's not Salisbury.
Right. Okay. Also. Oh, I've got so many more questions. If he's got his orange juice, he's taken the cup as well.
Though. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's taken a cup.
Scott Mills.
We might come and see you at work soon. Just to check that you made Radio 1 part of your workday. We're on in so many workplaces. COS National. Let us know if you listen to us at work. Give us a few details of you, your workmates, the bants that fly around every day.
Or it might be just the lack of lols. You know, we might be just soundtracking the most boring job in the world. That's all good.
Either way, let us know. r1.work@bbc.co.uk. Give us a few details. We might come round. r1.work@bbc.co.uk. What do you do, Matt?
I'm a tradesman and I work on new housing developments. There's daily battles between the subcontractors as to who gets their choice of radio station on in the plots that we're working in.
Well, why would they choose anything but Radio 1?
Well, that's my sentiments exactly. But we do have different radio stations that want to be on, so
yeah.
It's kind of an unwritten rule that the first person into the house in the morning with their radio on gets their station on, but doesn't quite always work out like that.
Who are these deviants, Scott?
Yeah. who are they?
Decorators are definitely the worst.
What do they listen to?
Radio 2, Idiots. Magic. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
There's only so much Spandau Ballet and Lighthouse Family I can take in a day.
Oh, God. I can relate.
I can relate. I used to work on one of them stations.
Yeah, at least it's not the C word.
Yeah.
Right, so what are we going to do about this?
If I get in second or third and there's already radios playing, I kind of do the old volume trick, put mine on, turn it up and see what reaction I get from that. Sometimes it's not always good.
Why?
Well, some people tend to turn their volume up even louder, or they even come upstairs and say, well, do you mind, I were in here first and I'm listening to Radio 2 or whatever.
Here's a little tip. So what you could do is put it on Radio 1, right? Then super glue the radio so they actually just can't tune it away from it.
That's not
a bad idea, Chris. I might do that.
Right, yeah. Just get some super glue.
Super glue, that's it. So on Radio 1 on every site.
Do you know what? You need to just go fight the good fight there, and we're with you in spirit.
Thank you very much.
Fight for your right to listen to Radio 1, you know? Respect.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Deviants.
Scott Mills.
Much earlier in the show, we were talking about people that have showers together when they're in a couple. Now, the idea of it is sexy. In reality, it's anything but. Come on.
It's terrible. One of you will always be cold.
Mark, I hear that you're a big fan of it.
Yeah, I am, yeah, it's good.
Why is it good?
Lots of love. Well, you're in the shower with someone you really like, so, you know, that's a good start, and, you know, they can wash you.
They can wash you. What ends up happening, be real, in this situation, is that you both have to kind of revolve like some kind of kebab, just to be able to get under the water. That's what happens, let alone the cold cheeks up against the tiles there when you have to switch round. It's dreadful.
Yeah. You've got to have a few things there to make it good, though.
Okay.
Good head, good shower head.
Yes.
Have a bit of space there.
Yeah.
Something to hold on to, you know, it can get a bit slippy.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've got a fancy shower, you see.
It's not too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got a good head on it, yeah.
I'm saying it's approaching a wet room situation, whereas, like, the lady we were talking to earlier, and all loads of people, they're just standing in a bath. Not sexy, not to me.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1, and we'll have another Where Do You Think They Were story at 1:40. Another listener's beautiful conception.
Scott Mills.